embarrassment to the extent that his nephew, whom I'm going to discuss with you also tonight, hopefully, Rav, the famous Amora, the first generation of Amoraim, last of the students of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. So Rav said to him once in exasperation, why don't you divorce her? Because of her behavior. And Reb Chiya said the famous mimer in the Gemara that he said that she raised his children for him and that she made a home for him and that she was matzeles osono min achet. She satisfied his physical needs. So he said that, like that's part of the game. So there's no reason to divorce her. A very different attitude towards life, marriage, women generally, than one would expect. There are many times that a person has a difficult domestic life, and that colors the person's viewpoint on women generally, or on marriage generally, or on the world generally. Reb Chiya is that extraordinary person that that didn't touch him. And the Talmud tells us the famous story about Rabbi Chiya that he claimed that he would be able to restore the knowledge of Torah to the Jewish people even if in a time when it was forgotten. And the Talmud tells us his program, how he would plant flax, and from the flax he would make nets, and from the nets he would catch deer, and from the deer he would feed the flesh of the deer to the poor, and he would make parchment from the hides, and he would write the five books of the Torah, and he would get a hold of five Jewish children, and he would teach each one book, and then they would teach each other, and the Torah would be restored, etc. And Reb Yehuda Anossi said on him, Kama gdoli ma'asechia, how great are the program of Rabbi Chiya, the great things that he did. He's called in certain places in the Talmud, therefore, Rabbi Chiya HaGodol, the great Rabbi Chiya. And he was a person of enormous strength of character. The Talmud says that he was very tall in an age when people were not so tall. So apparently he stood out physically as well as spiritually. And his great contribution was that he organized what we call the Brisos. A Briso is a Mishnah that didn't make it into the book of the Mishnah. The Brisa usually has greater, it discusses the exact topic of the Mishnah, many times in the exact same words as the Mishnah, but it usually expounds upon it, it broadens it, it gives an example, it brings variant opinions. It is a broader interpretation, a broader text than the Mishnah. You'll notice in the study of the Talmud that the Talmud spends a great deal of time reconciling the Mishnah to the Braisa. And when we find in the Talmud the phrase Toshma, come and hear, the Gemara nine times out of ten is going to quote a Braisa to you. Rabbi Chiya is the man that put the Braisas together. And that's a package with Rabbi Yehuda Anossi's Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Braises go together. Rabbi Chiya himself had a student. Now Rabbi Chiya died while Rebbe was still alive. Rabbi Chiya died while Rebbe was still alive. Rabbi Chiya had a student called Rabbi Oshio. And Rabbi Oshio finished the work of Rabbi Chiya in the organization of the Brises. Except Rabbi Oshio's Brises are usually called Tosefta. Tosefta meaning additional, added on. So if you have the Mishnah, you have the Brisa, and you have the Tosefta, then you have basically the entire oral law. Now, what makes for conversation is sometimes the Mishnah says one thing, the Brisa says a second thing, and the Tosefta will say a third thing. That's where the Talmud comes in. The Talmud has